Hello,
my name is Liz. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey about Fresno County. Are you registered to vote in Fresno?
Yes.
Okay. And on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California state legislature. The elections for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Oh, I will.
Thank you. In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but skip voting for city and council offices. When you vote in the primary elections, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote?
Yeah, almost certain.
Okay, and what is, in what year were you born?
I declined to state.
I'm sorry?
Declined to state.
Now, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
You or someone in your household or both?
Me.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
In this county, right.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Inflation and cost of living. Parental rights in education. Public safety and crime. Jobs and wages. Water policy. Housing affordability. Homelessness. Or public infrastructure, like roads and bridges?
Crime.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures. I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. First one is Steve Brando.
Favorable.
Very or someone?
Someone.
Joe Biden.
Very unfavorable.
Gary Bradfell.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
Very favorable.
Paul Bistos. Dictos.
Who?
Paul Dictos.
Oh, very favorable.
And Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today, and the candidates were Brian Herrera, Gary Bradfell, Businessman Council Member, Paul Dictos, CPA Assessor Recorded, Stephen Brando, County Supervisor Businessman, or Diane Bodes, for whom would you vote?
Who? The last one?
Diane Bodes.
Oh. Gary Bradfield.
Thank you. Now, how certain are you that you're going to vote for Gary Bradfell? Businessman, council member, are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brando as county supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the job being done by Gary Bradfell as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of the candidates for Fresno County Supervisor. For each one, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options for North Fresno, such as an apartment building and condos. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A candidate who is a Democrat.
What's the most unlikely?
Much less likely?
Yes, much less likely.
Okay. A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Much more likely.
Okay. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Much more likely.
Candidate who is 80 years old.
Somewhat less likely.
A candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Say it again?
Yes, a candidate who has led the efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library.
Somewhat more likely.
A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents.
Much less likely.
And a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Is there a middle thing, like what's the middle one?
Or somewhat less likely.
Somewhat more likely, I guess.
Okay, thank you. Now, next, I'm going to read you some statements about the three candidates for the county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is no chance, small chance, a fair chance, or a good chance that you're going to vote for that candidate. Gary Bredfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement in our military.
All the way, much likely, like totally likely. Like absolutely likely. What's the highest one?
Okay. Paul Dictos currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor recorded. He's running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out of inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increasing affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide job high-quality services to the public. Is there a good chance, fair chance, small chance, or no chance that you're going to vote for him?
Well, fair chance.
Thank you. Stephen Brandu currently serves as the county supervisor, where he has supported local business, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandu has defended North Fresno from the high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested to our neighborhoods. Brandu is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. Good chance, no chance, fair chance,
good chance.
Small chance.
Good chance.
After hearing this information, if the primary elections in Fresno County Supervisor were held today, the candidates were Brian Herrera, Gary Bredfield, Paul Dictos, Steve Randu, or Diane Bordes. For whom would you vote?
Gary Bredfield.
Thank you. Finally, just a few more questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not so strong Republican?
Like, how much weight can I lift?
Would you call yourself a strong or not strong Republican?
Like, I'm a strong Republican, like I can lift a lot of weights, or I'm a strong, like a weak Republican, like, oh, I'm not very strong at all, and I don't know what you're saying by that.
I'm not sure. I mean, it depends on how you see it. I don't know. It's depending.
I mean, I hate to say that I'm a weak Republican. That would sound really kind of weird. Does anybody ever say that? Oh, I'm weak. Anybody to answer that ever?
I guess, yes. I guess.
Really? They say weak?
No, I mean, they just say strong or not so strong.
I think it's a poorly written question. Like, you guys should tell everybody maybe they could say that better. I guess I want to say strong.
Okay. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'd say moderate.
Thank you. Where is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
What are my options?
First to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college, some college, four years of college graduate, or postgraduate school or degree, like master's.
Postgraduate school, master's.
Thank you. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Own.
Thank you. That concludes with our survey. Thank you so much for your time and patience. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
You too. Good luck with your surveys.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.